الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama ikram, elders, beloved in Islam, the majestic and great guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyid al-Shuhur, the leader of the month of the Islamic calendar, has already dawned upon us. How great an opportunity this is can be evidenced by the expression of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein he said, لو يعلم العباد ما في رمضان لتمنت أمتي أن تكون السنة كلها رمضان. He said, if my ummah had to come to know the value of this month of Ramadan, then they would wish that the whole year was Ramadan. Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, لو أراد الله أن يعذب أمة محمد ما أعطاهم رمضان. If Allah wanted to punish the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah would not have given them this month of Ramadan. To some extent, few days have passed. Within us, we can check, use a thermometer, that what has been our reaction? What has been our istiqbal, welcoming? What has been our expectations of this Mubarak and blessed month? There would have been those amongst us that long before Ramadan would have started stacking the freezers and the fridges. There would have been those amongst us that with trepidation would have looked towards this month and felt that those haram activities which we were doing prior to Ramadan to some extent has to be curbed in this month. Different ways we would have reacted towards this month. Look at the intizam and system which Allah puts into place. What is the expectation which Allah has kept for this month of Ramadan? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ لَتُزَيَّنُ مِنَ السَّنَةِ إِلَى السَّنَةِ لِدُخُولِ شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ. That Allah orders that Jannah should be decorated. Jannah should be beautified. Normally if a function is going to take place, something of importance is going to take place, preparation occurs well in advance. When did this preparation of Jannah and decorating of Jannah start? When did Allah issue this command that Jannah should be decorated? Allahu Akbar, according to this hadith, when the Hilal of last year's Eid was sighted, at that time Allah ordered that Jannah should be beautified and decorated for this year's Ramadan. 11 months of preparation. فَإِذَا جَاءُوا الْيَوْمٍ مِّنْ رَمَضَانِ حَبَّتْ رِيحٌ مِّنْ تَحْتِ الْعَرْشِ يُقَالُ لَهَا الْمُثِيرَةِ فَصَفَّقَتْ وَرَقُ أَشْجَارِ الْجَنَّةِ. When the Ramadan finally comes, then from underneath the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a wind starts blowing in Jannah. The name of this wind is Musira. As a result of this wind, the leaves of the trees of Jannah start flapping in the breeze. The handles of the doors of the palaces of Jannah start clattering. An awakening occurs in Jannah. Call it a background orchestra. Starts in Jannah as a result of this wind. When this occurs, Jannah realizes that something of great significance has occurred. So Jannah starts making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma ja'al lana fi hadha ash-shahr min ibadika as-sukana. O Allah, let there be those amongst the Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who will spend this month in such a manner that you will make the decision that they are to become the residents of Jannah. The Hura'een, the beautiful maidens of Jannah, women of indescribable beauty, women which Quran does not get tired of describing. وَحُورٌ عَيْنٌ كَأَمْثَالِ اللُّؤْلُؤِ الْمَكْنُونِ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ كواعب أترابا عربا أترابا كأنهن بيض مكنون فيهن قاصرات الطرف لم يطمثهن إنس قبلهم ولا جان فيهن طيرات حسان حور مقصورات في الخيام. Description upon description, no time to go into the detail. When this wind starts blowing in Jannah, the Hura'een, the maidens of Jannah, they also start making dua. Allahumma ja'al lana fi hadha ash-shahr min ibadika azwaja. O Allah, let there be those men of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who will spend this month in such a manner that you will make their nikah with us. You will make them our husbands in this month. This intizam Allah puts into place. Look at the excitement, the anticipation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the words of Ahadith. The famous hadith, Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as the Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullahi alayhi, in his Fazail Ramadan, I am digressing, but this is our humble appeal, my respected brothers. We want to appreciate this month. This is such an opportunity Allah has given us. We don't know if we will get this opportunity again. Many Ramadans have passed. This may be the last Ramadan. To value this month, let it be at least in every home of the Ummah. Take out the time to read from Fadail Ramadan. Let the whole family sit together and read this Mubarak Kitab to remind us and awaken us to the reality of how precious and how valuable this month is. It was the last night of Shaban. Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala says, خَتَبَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ فَقَالَ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ قد أظلكم شهر عظيم مبارك شهر فيه ليلة خير من شهر شهر جعل الله صيامه فريضة وقيام ليله تطوعا من تقرب فيه بخصلة كان كمن أتى فريضة فيما سواه ومن أتى فريضة فيه ومن أتى فريضة فيه كان كمن أتى 70 فريضة فيما سواه إلى آخر الحديث. Look at the excitement found in this expression. Ya ayyuha an-nas, O humanity, O my ummah, قَدْ أَظَلَّكُمْ شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ مُبَارَكٌ. A great month has come. A blessed month has come. A month of barakah has come. A month in which there is a night better than 1,000 months. A month wherein you will do a nafil act, Allah will give you the reward of a farz act. Wherein you will do a farz act, Allah will give you a reward of 70 farais. That hadith Rasulullah s.a.w. هَذَا رَمَضَانْ قَدْ جَاءَ هَذَا رَمَضَانْ قَدْ جَاءَ تُفْتَحُ فِي أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ تُغْلَقُ فِي أَبْوَابُ النَّارِ تُغَلُّ فِيهِ الشَّيَاطِينَ بُعْدًا لِمَنْ أَدْرَكَ رَمَضَانْ فَلَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ إِذَا لَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ فَمَتَى. Rasulullah s.a.w. هَذَا رَمَضَانْ Ramadan has come. Ramadan has come. هَذَا رَمَضَانْ قَدْ جَاءَ تُفْتَحُ فِي أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ The doors of Jannah are thrown open. The doors of Jahannam are locked up. Shayateen are locked up. رَحْمَةٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Realizing how valuable this month he wants his ummah. بَعْدًا لِمَنْ أَدْرَكَ رَمَضَانْ. May he be distant from the mercy of Ramadan. May he be distant from the mercy of Allah who finds this month of Ramadan and still fails to gain the forgiveness of Allah. If he will not be forgiven here, then when will he be forgiven? The riwayat of Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Atakum Ramadan, Shahr Baraka, Yakshakum Allahu fi, Fayunzil al-Rahma, Wa yakhuttu al-Qataya, Wa yastajibu fihi dua, Yanduru Allahu ta'ala, Ila tanafusikum fi, Fayubahi bikum malaikata, صاروا الله تعالى من أنفسكم فيه خيرا فإن الشقية من حرم فيه رحمة الله عز وجل. Even if you don't understand Arabic, my respected brothers, look at the excitement, look at the anticipation. The hadith of Salman Farsi, قَدْ أَذَلَّكُمْ شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ مُبَارَكٌ. The hadith of Abu Huraira, هَذَا رَمَضَانْ قَدْ جَاءَ. The hadith of Ubadah bin Samit رضي الله عنه, أَتَاكُمْ رَمَضَانْ, أَتَاكُمْ رَمَضَانْ. Oh my Ummat, Ramadan has come. شَهْرُ بَرَكَ, إِمَنْتَ بَرَكَ, إِمَنْتَ blessing. Allah's mercy, يَخْشَاكُمُ اللَّهُ فِي. Allah's barakah rains down upon you. يُنْزِلُ الرَّحْمَة. Allah's mercy rains down upon you. يَخَدْتُ الْفِي الْخَطَايَا. Allah wipes away your sins. Allah accepts your du'as. So what must you do? What must you do? فَأَرُوا اللَّهَ تَعَالَى مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ فِيهِ خَيْرًا فَإِنَّ الشَّقِيَّ مَنْ حُرِمَ فِي رَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. So what is Rasulullah SAW saying? Do not waste this month. Value this month. Value this month. This is the time to make tawbah. This is the time to care for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the time for the acceptance of your du'as. In one riwayat, Allahu Akbar. Imagine this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is facing his sahaba. Sahaba facing the Nabi of Allah. Their backs are to the entrance of the masjid. All of a sudden Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks up. He's on the minbar. Mada yastaqbilukum. Wa mada yastaqbilun. ماذا يستقبلكم وماذا تستقبلون ماذا يستقبلكم وماذا تستقبلون ثلاثا three times he makes this expression. What does it mean? What is coming? This is the type of expression that is used to announce that something of great importance occurs. Sahaba shock. Allah Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has made such an utterance. Umar radiallahu ta'ala stands up. Awahyun nazal. Awahyun nazar, Ya Rasulullah, has some wahi come down? Has some revelation come down that has caused you to react like this? La, Nabi Qasim said no. Then Umar asked, Adu and Khadr, if some enemy comes, is an army about to attack us? Is this what you are cautioning us about? La, no. Then Sahaba say, answer, what has happened? Allahu Akbar, my Nabi says, Ramadan has come. Such a month, the first night of this month. Yaqfirullahu ta'ala li kulli ahli hadhi al-qibla. Allah forgives the entire ummah of Rasulullah. Such a month, such an opportunity. The verse of the Quran which I recite in the beginning, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu qibla of iman, kutiba alaykum al-siyam, kama kutiba ala al-ladheena min qablikum, la'allakum tattaqoon. Allah says, fasting has been ordained upon you. Literally, translated, stay hungry. Stay hungry, stay away from food and drink. Who likes this? No one. This goes against the nature of insan. So Allah lightens the burden, kama kutiba ala al-ladheena min qablikum. Fasting was ordained upon you as it was ordained upon the nations before you. But what was the difference? What was the difference for the Bani Israel? Their fast was 24 hours. Iftar, and once you go to sleep, the next fast starts. Not only that, they were not even allowed to speak when they fasted. You know the famous incident of the miraculous birth of Isa alayhi salam. She asked Jibreel that when I bring this child, people are going to ask, then Maryam, what is this? Inni nazartu li rahmani sawma, falan ukallima al-yawma insiya. What was she instructed? That make ishara that I am fasting so I cannot speak. And she points to the child. When the Bani Israel spoke the truth, their fast broke. For the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if you lie, your fast doesn't break. You may see, but also the value is lost. The value is diminished, but the fast doesn't break. Previous Ummahs were not even allowed to speak when they fasted. Previous Ummahs, 24-hour roza. Iftar, sleep away, next fast starts. Initially it was the same for this Ummah. One Sahabi, Ansari Sahabi, resident of Medina, he was a shepherd, arduous labor, standing in the burning heat of the sun the entire day, looking after his camel. Qais bin Sarima Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu comes home in the evening, time for iftar. Wife goes to make some preparation, he dozes off. Dozes off, the next fast starts. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, opens his eyes. What happened? She says, you slept too late, the next fast has started. So the next day, burning heat of the sun, what happened? He starts seeing stars. Almost unconscious. Comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah halaktu. Ya Rasulullah halaktu. They don't know me of Allah, I'm barbad ho gaya, halak ho gaya, finished. This is too difficult. No sooner was this complaint made, it reaches the arsh of Allah, Jibreel said, for the verse of the Quran, قُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَكُمُ الْخَيْطُ الْأَبْيَضُ مِنَ الْخَيْطِ الْأَسْوَدِ مِنَ الْفَجْرِ ثُمَّ أَتِمُّ الصِّيَامَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ. For the previous ummah, 24 hours, for your ummah, there is iftar also and there is sehri also. For your ummah, the wife is also halal at night. Sehri. Technically, by eating sehri, obviously difficult to relate to this example, especially in the South African environment, where in winter the days are so short, it's almost like an early breakfast and a late lunch. But when the fast is a little bit long, if one has to partake of sehri, then the difficulty is diminished. But look at the mercy of Allah through the tufail of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I remember a few years ago, now with the social media, WhatsApp or chatting, whatever groups they call, messages go very quickly. One sheikh, I forget his name now, he says, I am in the haram of Madina Sharif. And I'm making this announcement that whoever will read the certain durood or salawat in Medina, I'm going to make dua for that person. I remember this chat went viral. Many, many housewives started reading this durood. Certain sheikh is going to make dua for me. Certain sheikh in Medina, dua accepted or not, Allah knows best. Allahu Akbar, Sarwar-e Kainat. Tajidari Madina, Sayyidul Awaleen wal Akhireen, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, take my dua. I make dua for who? Rakim Allahul Mutasakhireen, the one who will make sehri. Nabi Abbas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I make dua that Allah shall be with his rahmat. That is the time to knock at Allah's door. This is not an ummah that slept for the entire night. Look at Quran. كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ وَبِالْأَسْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا أَمَّنْ هُوَ قَانِتُنَا نَعَى اللَّيْلِ سَاجِدًا وَقَائِمًا يَحْذَرُ الْآخِرَةِ وَيَرْجُوا رَحْمَةَ رَبِّهِ If you can't do it, add 11 months, at least this month. At least this month at the time of Sehri, get up. Read 2 rakats or 4 rakats namaz. Shed those hot tears. Cry before Allah. Allah is calling out, Hal min ta'ibin fa'atuba ilayh. Hal min mustaghfirin faghfir lahu. Hal min sa'ilin fa'atihi sa'ala. Is anyone that has some need that I may grant him? Is anyone that wants forgiveness so that I may forgive him? Is anyone that will turn in repentance to me so that I may accept him? Allah is calling out. At least in this month, if not in other month, let's get up a little early. Read the Hajjud, cry before Allah, partake of sehri, and we'll get the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This ummah was given sehri. This ummah was given iftar, Allahu Akbar. Cry tears of blood today when you see the ummah at the time of iftar. Someone is worried about the samosas and bhajjas, whether the halim has got enough chilies or spices or not. The gaze is everywhere else. Yet, Allahu Akbar, the malaika of Allah, وَتَرَى الْمَلَائِكَةَ حَافِينَ مِنْ حَوْلِ الْعَرْشِ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ. Allah says, on that day you will see my malaika. What are they doing? They're making tawaf of Allah's arsh. يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ. Praising Allah, making tasbih of Allah. For that other 11 months. This month, I'm digressing. This month of Ramadan, my respected brothers, it is said that 11 months of the Islamic calendar, 12 months, 11 months the name the Arabs kept. Muharram, Safar, Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Akhir, Jumad al-Ula, Jumad al-Akhir, Rajab, Sha'ban, Shawwal, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, 11 names the Arabs kept. This month, even this name, Allah kept. Shahru Ramadan, Alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran, the month of Ramadan, that name Allah kept. What does Ramadan mean? Alamati, it comes from the root word Ramada Yarmud, which means to burn. Famous hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Salatul Awabin, Sina Tarmidul Fisal. Awabin, one another name for it, for Chash Namaz. Nabi Sassan says, Chash Namaz, Sina Tarmidul Fisal. When the ground becomes tepid and hot, so that the feet of animals start baking, that is the time for Chash Namaz. Ramada Yarmut, which means to burn. What is the connection between burning to ashes and Ramadan? Allahu Akbar. What am I saying? If you want to destroy something, you can break it. Break something, you can piece it together again. Tear something, you can glue it together again. But the most conducive way of destroying something so that no trace remains is to burn it to ashes. Ramadan, the month in which even the record of the sins of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam are burned to ashes. Iftar, 11 months malaika making tasbih of Allah. This month, Allah commands his malaika, stop your tasbih. What must you do? Say Ameen to the dua of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the time of iftar. What a loss this Ummah is incurring. Such a month we were given. Allahu Akbar. Faradallahu lakum siyamahu. Faradallahu lakum siyamahu. How beautifully my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam put it. Allah made farz for you the fasting of the day of Ramadan. Wasanantu lakum siyamahu. Siyamahu and I, your Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made sunnah for you the Taraweeh namaz of Ramadan. No other ummah was given Taraweeh namaz besides this ummah. The time to connect with the Quran. Shahru Ramadan, Alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. This is the month of the Quran. It is mentioned about Imam Malik rahimahullah when Ramadan would come. Great Imam, Muhaddith. He would close at his kitab and he would sit in the masjid. He would not even speak to anyone, he would read Quran only. And he would say, La kalam ma kalamillah. How can there be any other kalam besides the kalam of Allah? Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, 60 khatams of the Quran in Ramadan. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, 60 khatams of Quran in Ramadan. They understood these men. Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. One tabi'in says, they entered the haram of Makkah. It was Ramadan. Uthman started his tahajjud salah. He started from Surah Fatiha. I wanted to see how much he will read. He says, by Allah's qasam, Uthman did not go into ruku until he read Surah Nas. The entire Quran in one rakat of tahajjud. Such a man, Shahrul Quran, Shahrul Ghufran, Shahrul Ihsan, Shahrul Tawbah, Shahrul Isti min al-Niran. Cry tears of blood, my respected brothers. What values does Ummah give? Leave the fiqh ikhtilaf. I'm not here to go into fiqh ikhtilaf that the ulama can decide. I don't have that knowledge. But the one chance we got to connect with Quran, look at the attitude of the Ummah. 2 years ago, a Jamaat was working in one town in South Africa. They were rushing for programs before Taraweeh. Passed by one masjid, the street was blocked, you couldn't pass. So I asked the Rebbe, why today some foreign speaker comes, some dignitary, why is there such a big crowd in this masjid? He said, Maulana, in this masjid they only read 10 surahs Taraweeh. Last 10 surahs, that's why the masjid is cut. One masjid, like I said, I'm not going to the fiqh ikhtilaf, they had two signs in the parking. One arrow pointing this way, parking for 8 rakat Taraweeh. One arrow pointing that way, parking for 20 rakat Taraweeh. Riwayatin Targhib wa Tarheeb, Allama Munziri Rahimullah Kitab. For every sajda, of Taraweeh Salah, Allah is giving you 1500 hasana. 20 rakat, 40 sajda, 60,000 hasanat every night. Leave 60,000, if the Imam Sahib made an announcement now after Jummah. That by today, whoever comes for Taraweeh Salah in Dar es Salaam, after Taraweeh under the Musalla will be 1500 rand. What will happen? His parking lot will be too small. Grandfather, grandmother, senile also will bring to the masjid. We've understood the value of Amal, we haven't understood the value of Amal. For every sajda, 1500 hasanat. For every sajda of Taraweeh Salah, Allah will give you one palace in Jannah made out of gold with 70,000 doors made out of ruby and silver. For every sajda in Taraweeh, outside Taraweeh of the month of Ramadan, Allah will give you one tree in Jannah, a fast horse rider will ride 500 years and you will not cross the shadow of it. Ye lootne ke zamana hai bhai, wa fi dhalika falyatanafasil mutanafisoon. This is the time to take from Allah. This is the time to make tawbah. This is not the month where 1-2 days the masjid is full and then it's empty till 27 night. No, my respected brothers, appreciate this month. One hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, fattaku shahra Ramadan. He said, fear the month of Ramadan. Fear the month of Ramadan for who? For who? لِمَنْ أَدْرَكَ رَمَضَانْ فَلَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ. Who will treat this month lightly? Who will not value this month? He said, if Allah doesn't forgive you in this month, then when is he going to? If even in this month you will not turn to Allah, even in this month you will not make tawbah, even in this month you will not put away that shaitan box, even in this month you will not stay away from treachery and lies, link and attach yourself to the masjid. Attach yourself in this month. This is the platform for the rest of the year. This is the platform for our akhirah. Wepari, we can make us the other 11 months. Enough dunya we take. This 1 month give it to Allah. This 1 month give it to the masjid. This 1 month spend it in the path of Allah so that the true haqq of this month can be realized. I'll terminate on one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Man saama yawman. من صام يوما في سبيل الله في غير رمضان قعد عن النار 100 عام سير المدمر الجواد. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, if a person spends 1 day in the path of Allah, 1 day in the path of Allah outside Ramadan, not in Ramadan, outside Ramadan, Allah will give him, distance him from Jahannam, the distance it will take a fast horse rider to ride 100 years. If he will fast in the path of Allah outside Ramadan, what he will get in Ramadan, لا يعلم ثواب عامله إلا الله. No one but Allah knows it. This is the month to find Allah, as-sawmuni. Allah says, this fasting is for me, this month is my month. I am the reward for the fast. لعلكم تتقون. Become muttaqi. Connect with Allah. Like I said, to fulfill the haqq of this month in our businesses is difficult. 11 months is fine. This month give it to Allah. This month connect with the masjid. This month go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This month bring alive the sunnah of Badr. Bring alive the sunnah of Fateh Makkah. Bring alive the jazba of Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How they value this month. May Allah give us tawfiq wa taufiq.